with you, Little Steve.
Yes,
thank you. Perhaps it'll be very tasty for me, but I know you, Steve.
Oh, we can hear you.
Thank you. That's not coming through. Thanks. Perhaps it'll be one of the truths that I think that I'm a threat to every earth, but I know now, Steve. Here we are friends, you know?
Yes.
Here there's no nationality or race in you like that.
No.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear what I say.
Everywhere.
But you must be very patient with me. This is the last time since I came back there to speak.
You can hear everywhere.
Let me have your name.
But my name would look as very nothing for you. But you can call me Doc.
Doc.
No, Doc. That's my name. Or at least, should I say that was the name that my people called me by? But that was not my baptismal name.
No.
Yeah. I find it so strange trying to talk to you for such a long time.
You should have
said
something about
the side of life. I don't know the reasons why I've come to talk to you.
You're very kind of you.
I've been here now 200 odd years.
Hey,
is this a long time to you, but it seems so long to me now. He never had no idea of time and the same me that you've had.
No.
I used to live in Dundee, but that's a long time ago, as I've already said. In those days, Dundee was quite a small city. Not like now. Although I was not born there, but I've taken there by my parents when I was quite young. I could not have been more than 3 or 4.
Yes.
Could you tell us, when you passed over, how you found yourself and your age?
I was only about 32. Mm. I might have been 33, but I'm not quite sure now, but I remember I was 36 when I died.
Yes.
What is this? I was married, you know.
Yes.
I don't know that that was now, but at the time it upset me for quite a while. I used to haunt the place.
Oh, did you
use that? Oh, yeah. I was quite happy.
Yeah.
I was even miserable exactly, you know.
Yeah.
But I used to go around. It used to give me a great deal of pleasure frightening people out of my life.
Oh, dear.
Aye, but I've changed now. I'm talking about when I was way back, you know, when I first came here. The first few years, around about 40 to 50 years, I was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound strange to you?
And did you
do our
interest?
I'm not a ghost now.
Yeah, but
I'm still
dying. What did you do in Jeff? Did you see the people?
Aye, I could see them, and sometimes they could see me too.
Oh.
And they used to say, here comes old Docker.
Ah, that's very interesting.
Oh.
And,
it's not important now, I realize that.
Yeah.
You know, the man that murdered me was not my husband. I was living with him. But they never caught him, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I said, you know, you don't have
to
be.
Yes, I did. What are you doing now? How are you spending your time?
Oh, I'm quite happy now, and I'm quite settled over here, and I'm very active, too. I have many interests here. But for a long time, I could not get away from the earth. It used to give me great satisfaction to go around to the old places. And the people there, you know, they got in the habit of seeing me and taking not much notice. They used to say, here, they'll dock us, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd see me along the lane. Of course, some of the younger people used to hear about it and didn't take it seriously. But the older people, they believed and they knew. And they saw me at times. Mm-hmm.
Can you describe the sphere you're on now, what it's like?
Aye, it's very beautiful, and it's very colourful too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very nice house, and beautiful scenery, beautiful lakes and forests. And I go riding now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very fond of horses. I always was. You know, I used to live with a man who used to steal horses. He was a rough man, but he was all right. And then he had some drink, and that's how he came to do me in.
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met him?
No, I really desire to see him now.
No.
But we were not quite suited, really. It's just one of those things.
Yes.
So, well, that there's the present time too,
sometimes. Yes. What are you doing now
in that time? I moved the place for goodness, but I'm teaching.
Teaching?
I have no qualifications unless I can hardly speak. But I will need you, right?
Yes.
You're teaching children?
Aye. Mm-hmm. I'm very fond of children, and I have a great deal to do with them, and I teach. No.
Mm-hmm. And what do you teach them?
All kinds of things that are essential to their education. I teach them about life, and how to live, and how to treat other people, and how to be kind to animals and birds. And also I talked to them about history, because that was always most interesting history myself. Not that I know much about it, unless there's the same education that's probably lacking. But you know, I've learned a great deal since I've been here, and I'm able to impart my knowledge to children.
What are the birds like there?
All kinds of birds here.
Very colourful?
They're very colourful too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what's the animals like? Are they much about the same
to the other animals? Aye, I've seen all kinds of animals here, just things that have on earth. And they're all friendly.
They're all friendly?
Aye.
And are they the same colour or different colour?
Not the same.
Not the same?
Yes. I don't think people realise that animals have a soul. Especially domestic animals, they're much more highly developed too.
Horses are very
nice to
it.
I
don't even know what you're saying.
Mm. Can you go down to the last observatory? I've been down there. I was quite there for a while myself. Mm-hmm. But I did not dislike it all that much. No, because I could not be there and be happy, but at the time, I was not so unhappy there. It was not so bad.
How did somebody come and help you to get into the plane you're in? Or how did you...
Well, not exactly that in a way. Gradual state of change and process of schools of thought, changing that outlook. But at first, I was really upset, and I could no sort of find the satisfaction only in being near the earth and the people that I've known. Besides, I was quite happy being there, friends. I enjoyed watching other people and seeing what they were up to and keeping my eyes open, you know. And, you know, I used to cause a bit of mischief at times too, and to perform. You should do all sorts of things. You should get quite a great deal of fun and figure out about opening shutting doors and throwing coal and all sorts of things, breaking mirrors and frightening people.
How did that?
Hey, but what was wrong with that? I made them know I was around. And they used to say that for a dock affair again. And I took it for granted and they're no worried so they were much about it either. After a time when they were no more frightened of me, I got a bit fed up with that and I decided to depart.
And how did you get help from here?
Who
helped you?
Various people came to help me, but I've no distance from it first. And then eventually my mother came, and she pleaded me to go away. And I thought, well, I'm at the door, there's no point in staying here. So I went away with my mother. But I wouldn't stay with her very long, because we were not, you know, we had nothing in common. We were quite different in outlook. My mother was a very religious woman, and she used to get on my nerves when I was on earth talking about the Bible, and singing hymns and all the rest of it. She was always at the Bible classes and that sort of thing. It was not my cup of tea. But I suppose now I realise now it was a bad lot. I deserve what I got, you know. But I'm all right now. I got past all that. I'm not exactly a good person, I wouldn't say that. I'm not. But like some of the people that come around these meetings are very highly evolved. I'm not a bad person either. Things about being good things, I'm a top
teacher. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very nice to hear
that.
Yes. Very interesting. And what are the, what do you dress in that
side? I dress in what I feel inclined.
What are you dressed in now?
I've got a blue gown. Mm-hmm. And I've got a shoe. Not that I need a shoe, because there's no clothes, but I like a shoe. I don't feel dressed unless I got one.
You've got a flash on.
Aye, and my hair is long too. Mm-hmm. I got red hair.
Yes.
One day I'll show myself to you. If you like, if it'll give you any pleasure, I'll come and let you know when I'm around. I do things to let you know I'm there.
Really?
And then you'll start seeing it dropping.
What But it now has what you do.
Hey, would you like to be haunted for a few weeks?
Yes.
But I mean pleasant. I don't mean unpleasant.
No, I know.
But I mean harm, you know.
Can you give me some idea what you'd like me to do?
Don't get worried about things. Right. Just do things to let you know I'm there. I'll rattle them up. Or I'll drop things for you, but I won't break anything.
Yeah,
well,
it's very nice of you to do it. It's just very
nice.
You're
very nice, Doctor.
Aye.
Have you been there?
Happy?
What?
I've been brought there by the friend.
You have?
Aye. Have you
been brought
there by mother? Who's there?
My mother.
No.
You haven't.
I don't think your mother would bring me.
She would stop
the case, anyway. Yes, and why I asked that, Doctor, was because she is helping with children as they pass over, you see.
I know about your mother. She must have been there when I've not been present.
Oh, really?
No. But I've been around several times recently. And I thought if an opportunity arose, I might come and speak to you.
I'm very glad you have a very, very pleased to hear you.
Very pleased to hear. And tell us more if you can.
Yes, I will, John. Always
can.
I was telling you about my husband. He was a hospice. Aye, he's a bit of a footpad too. A bit of a precarious kind of living now. But sometimes he'd do quite well, and other times he'd not do so well, and he'd go hungry. And then once we had to move away from the district because people got suspicious.
Have you had any children,
Mother? No. No, I have one stillborn child, but I've never had a child. But this, which was probably just as well.
How did you get things?
You know, that's not to discuss what you know how to do it. But then the power is there, but you've got to find someone who's got the power, the vitality. Usually when the children's business is easier, you will grow old people, they've got the vitality of power, they can't draw from them at all. So you're not that old, so many of them are like to do a few things for you.
Oh, that's
very good. You're not really,
Doctor.
No, I'm not really jumped. What about that boy of yours?
My boy?
Hey.
He's coming home at
Christmas time. Hey, he likes to play enough stuff. If I can make you a thing now, at the moment, it's only because I haven't had the power. But maybe when your son's there, they might be able to do something.
Yes, he's quite. I've been imagining you would have some time.
What are you doing with that wall?
Hey.
Yes, you're there.
Oh, yes,
you. Oh, of course I know all about
it.
What
wall
was that?
That wall we got up in front.
Did he back on?
Hey. Oh,
I'd like to
get some of that. Yes, I know. I was very amused down there watching. I thought I'd take a few bricks up and float you a bit.
I thought I'd do that.
That's true. I am never going to have a door. I'm never going to get a car over the door with my flip flop.
Yes, that's right.
And we're saying something on your breath about it was not so polite. And we're saying about this door and never fitting something and you're cutting it, you know.
Yes. Right.
And then again, you're putting some hooks up behind the door, too.
Yes.
Another thing you were doing, you're trying to stop the draft.
Yes, that's
very true. You've got two chairs. And you're sitting on one and you're putting your foot up on the other one, which is not the right thing to do. Another thing I can tell you too, You want to put the mirror back where it belongs.
I think you're doing quite a lot of things, but I'm trying to think of something unusual.
I think too, I'm right in this, but I'm not quite sure, that you have the curtains over all the around.
That's quite right, I did.
And you're saying to people, I don't know what to think about this curtain, they don't look right. And then you have to rearrange them, you realize you've got them around the room.
I haven't done it actually, I've got to make a new one.
Okay. Another thing too, that sense of fitting is a bit too high.
Sense of fitting, how
it should be. You call it, is it not? The light.
Is anything else?
Not in your house. I'm in your place, indeed. You've been talking about getting that door for a long time.
Yes.
You're not wondering about it?
No, we haven't had it yet. But we don't alter
it. Aye, I thought you'd say that the last 3 or 4 weeks.
But you've been around there quite a lot.
It's not the only thing I can tell you, too.
Yeah.
I know where you keep your money on the quiet too, but I'm not seeing
it. Yes, yeah, where do I keep it?
Oh, that's all right.
Where do I keep it?
Bob, that's a very big paper.
Oh, I don't know. I'm
not a birthday. Oh, she's not gone. What about the book?
Oh, the book, yes. Oh, the book. Oh, you mean where I put it in the book? I put the money in the book. That's perfectly true.
I thought I put the notes in the book.
That's perfectly true.
It's not a very safe place to keep money.
Well, but I wanted to keep a lot of it.
Hey, but suppose you forgot where you put it all in your life and your book.
That's the trouble. I have to forget.
Hey, you've got a bad memory. If you take my advice, you'll not put money in books.
No.
Your books become too valuable.
Yeah, you know.
I want to tell you all these trivial things to let you know I do.
Yeah.
I do come around.
Oh,
no,
no, no.
I know, but people that listen to your recording, they say, well, that's something that has put you through, isn't it?
And I hope you'll be a friend of the recording for any time. I hope you'll come and, well, shift something around and you will realize. But it's great.
Your wife has a cook, a new cook.
Yes.
But I don't think she's quite happy about it.
No.
Yeah. By the way, it's about time you bought the cell phone.
Well, I can't bother myself up that way.
I think you should.
Hmm?
I think you should.
Yeah, well. And what's the... Very nice, I like that.
It's very nice.
Yeah, I think
it's
very nice
when
you come around. And, but I wish you'd let us know you're there.
Don't worry, I'm going to.
Good.
I thought I'd warn
you first.
Oh, well, very nice. We should
use
the car.
Can you, Doctor, you know now with the chat, don't you?
I do.
Can you sort of see anything in your mind right now that you could move? I'll probably look out for it.
Sorry, some of the ornaments, no doubt. Some of the things that are most familiar.
And the silver rod on the coffee table.
Hey?
Mm-hmm.
And the board.
The board? The board? Gosh, where's the bird?
Sir?
I haven't got a bird, Doctor, have
I? You must see what I'm talking about unless you look in the spotlight. Hey. I will be responsible for the bird.
You'll be responsible for the bird. I have a salary now, to be honest. That's one bird I can think of. All right, Doctor, so you'll be responsible for the bird.
And, it'd be very great. Well, I hope you would, just when I was saying to a bunch of people there, if you would, he'd recall me, if you would, move something, right, and drop it like it goes to the floor or something right there. It just gives them a little bit of breaking up.
I see what I can do, but I won't tell you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us any more now about your life over there? Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you happy? Good.
I'm very happy now, but I was always going to get sick, but now it's the time when I could get.
Yeah.
I'm all right, and I'm very happy indeed with the children and the work. No, you are paid too.
Oh,
do you? Hi, it's an interesting thing that I found too, Mister. And of course I meet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound silly now? Because probably you did there on earth, didn't it?
No,
you didn't. But I'd like to have done. I used to do a bit of reading when I was quite a wee girl, but
yeah.
It's another thing.
You're doing now the things that
you're doing. I'm doing things now that I could not do when I'm up and have opportunity to do. But you know, I've had some very happy times in many different ways since I've been here.
So why don't you tell us about them?
I like the very first. Here I have my own first.
Oh, how lovely.
The beautiful creature.
Uh-huh.
And I call it Bambi.
Yeah.
And I ride and ride. I'd like to do that.
That's lovely.
So make me my first time to you.
Oh, great.
And I said, you hear it me in the front of the room, you know, it's me there with her
horse.
All right, Dr. Jones. What colour is your horse?
White.
Oh, lovely. All right.
I'm going to do something to make you all sit up and take notice.
Oh, that's very nice.
I haven't been used to that kind of thing. Some of these other people here, they don't know something about it. I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you, please.
Yeah.
I've got an idea your wife could be very... very nervous.
Now to it.
I don't think she's not around.
I think she wouldn't mind. I don't mind that anyway.
But, you really found the red velvet.
Hmm?
You love red. You're very fond of red velvet.
Yes.
It's a red, it's probably a cherry colour in the house, you think.
Yes, that is it, yes. The cherry colour, yes.
The white, the white walls.
They're all white, aren't they, yes.
And the white paint. It's a paint in those white paint at the back.
Yes. Oh,
when you were painting, what were you doing? Can you remember? Something on your room. What is that you see? When you were painting those walls at the back, in a house, I mean, what were we wearing? Both of us, something rather unusual. You may not have seen before.
No, you won't leave.
Yes. You don't remember the parents being...
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well...
Yes.
No, I'm thinking of something else in mind.
I don't think I have
a problem. We were wearing something, Doctor, that we occasionally took off. You don't mean the gloves being... No, they're getting hurt.
It was the thing we were wearing
around
our mouth.
No, it's not. Jewelry.
Jewelry,
didn't it? Oh, I know. I thought you meant the weird wearing clothes.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed that, but you wouldn't have seen those before, would you?
She runs a special way of grooming. That's how we want it. And, it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't
it? Yes.
Hmm.
Where is it? And what sort of house have you on that side?
Quite a few houses, but I'm quite happy. It suits me.
What does it like inside?
It's thin.
Yes.
And warm. A coloured wash.
Yes.
And I have a roof of straw.
You do all your roof of straw, do you?
It's like a Highland couple, isn't it?
Yes. You do the work in there yourself?
Of course. Quite okay. There than anyone else to do my own work. I can quite capable of doing it and I'm quite happy.
In fact, it's like the world you're in, exactly the same, it's almost very similar to the earth, though. Very much better, isn't
it? Yes, it is. It's definitely the same and I like it so much. I decided it was such a blast of one of the things.
Oh, yes.
And when I was able, I did.
Many friends through?
Friends. How many friends to you? All kinds of people that I've met to you. And a few that I knew on earth too.
Oh, yes. And I suppose you can see all the things that are well known. Thing about Earth, coronation, something like that. Do you come to speak to
you? I haven't been to some of your affairs, but I'm not really that much interested now.
Yeah.
One time I was.
Yes.
I was very interested years ago and that sort of thing. I remember the coronation of a judge the son.
You do? Oh, yes.
That's going to mention, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I can remember the days when they used to have the units on the roadside. They used to hang them and hide them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was terrible days, wasn't it?
I don't know what's in your thing about bombs and people.
Oh, yes,
you're right, Doctor. You're perfectly right.
Yeah.
Now you have excuses and you make explanations and you do it all for you.
Yes, I think it's terrible.
That's the joke, but I think our days are far more cruel.
Yeah. You think we should have another war?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I should have hoped not. I can only imagine what it would be like.
It would be terrible.
Well, that's wrong with bad enough, I'm told.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I've only just started to come back to Earth again, you know. Can I just put the urge to come back and see some
of the things
that I might do?
Well,
and I was advised to come and see you, see?
Yes,
that's it. That's why I thought you two here in this house.
What?
Oh, some 6 months or so ago.
Yeah.
And I've been sitting, I've been around the street, are you getting on?
Oh, that's very nice.
Very nice.
I hope you'll come and talk to me from time to time.
I will.
And I hope you'll not get your rheumatism again.
No.
Help to see if I can look through that.
Oh, that's very kind
of you. But I'll pass around the
door. All right.
And if you come around the house, let us know if you're
there. I will.
We'll talk to you.
I will.
Well, we'll have to start. We'll talk to you.
Don't worry, I'll give you some signs all right in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let me just sit up and take notes and know what I'm there. Yeah. And if you hear the name of us, you know it's mine.
Yeah.
All right, Doctor. See you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Doctor.
This is
very good. And
I'm happy to meet you. Thank you, Mother. Thank you very much.
That's very nice.
Thank you, Mother.
You never think there are many people that actually do want to talk to you from time to time. Actually, the one who's just broken doors. She's got a cat, as you may imagine.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt she'll become quite familiar to you. She'll probably come from time to time and talk to you. But you'll find her most amusing and most interesting. Of course, she knows how old she'll probably get on at the moment. But then she certainly, presumably, what I can gather, has quite a power, which you should find some manifestation taking place there on your own place.
Oh,
yes, I'll be really much interested too. And may I make a suggestion? It might be a very good idea. If on the occasion you're in the city, you try to take some psychic photographs.
Yes, certainly.
Just take out your camera, at least for any inspection, and don't be surprised if you don't make it through.
No, certainly.
Just not trying, you hear.
Yeah,
is it
Dr.
Marshall? Yes, yes. Glad to see you here tonight, Mr. Wood.
Very pleased to come here, my last time.
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Marshall, I think you were met by Paolo last time you called.
I've seen your father here various times when he's been present. Yes. As a matter of fact, there's been quite a number of your relations on this side, obviously, you've been present at Durham's when you've been here.
Is it
yes. Yes.
Is he getting on all right there, isn't he?
I should make as far as I know. I haven't had much conversation with him, but I should think so, judging by the ambition that I get with him.
Yes.
The origin of the nation, I should say, he's obviously quite happy.
Yes.
Yes. Well, no, I don't know if it's my business to ask probably, but the parents, they're all very sort of different.
Oh, yes.
I should only think that together, judging by the fact that having seen them here several times, that I should hardly thought they were adjusting each other. I doubt very much, I'm really wrong on this, but I can find out definitely. But I should imagine they were hardly suited to one another. I think it was unlikely that I'd get on this side.
Now, they're quite different. As far as I was, they didn't try to get together altogether.
No, no, no. It's one of those marriages in there. Wasn't like you. I was going to make the best of it.
I made the best of it. But my father was a lovely character. My father, but my father was in a way, he was a lovely character, in a way. And father was he was very clever in writing and. And a student.
Well,
we got on wonderfully well with him, I thought, last night. And then Harry.
So, do you wish you a compliment in the season?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I hope to see you again soon.
Goodbye.
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 Thank you. Hello, just please talk to you for a moment.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you were asking about your people, you know. Your mother and father are here, and all that up to you.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. But what I want to know is, if you go back to a dress by circles who are there. No, not
my family.
And they said my father came through. But in the message he gave, I didn't think it was my father. I just wanted to you to ask him if it was. If he did. That message. I can't imagine
it. I will try to find out for you.
Thank you very much.